You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I want your opinion on this, so jump in on this conversation. If a marathon runner knocked on your door mid-race, still having like the race tag on, race number, it was like, oh my God, it's an emergency. Can I use your restroom in the middle of a race? Would you allow this person in your house? 855-444-MEGA. So you can call us at 855-444-6342. What do you do in this situation? AB, you had like almost like you had seen this. Like, this happened.
Was going viral with a bunch of people asking their friends what they would do if somebody just showed up at their house for this.
What would you do, Hannah?
Okay, cancel me, call me Karen. I don't care what the situation is. I'm never letting a stranger in my home. Congratulations on running the marathon, but you stopped at the wrong house. I will let nobody into my home. I have negative trust issues with everybody. I'm not.
Has a serviceman never walked into your house before to do like the internet, to fix something at your house?
That's planned, and I know that they're coming from the company.
Maybe.
Like, no,
a window that's like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
If I call.
Nobody knows when that stuff's happening.
If I call a company and schedule someone to come out and fix a TV and they give me a time frame, that's cool. I'm expecting a visitor that I know is from a trusted company, they can come in.
Sometimes that window
is a stranger knocking at my door, it doesn't matter the time frame.
I think I would let them in.
Hell yeah,
because I would just be so confused.
Because of it?
I would feel awkward saying no, so I'd just kind of be like, okay. And then I'd let them in, but I wouldn't let them like roam the house. I would kind of take them to the bathroom and make sure that's all they're doing, and then I would walk them out.
And give them a bottle of water.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay.
Everyone's in.
You guys are so naive.
I was going to be the only one.
If it's a marathoner, okay, running
you
by your house.
That's good little act they can put on.
But no. That's what I'm saying. You know there's a marathon going on around your house.
It's
also a really good time to steal. And pretend like you're running the marathon.
Exactly.
Like, print out a little number.
Look at that. No, that's brilliant.
But I would still let him in because I'd be like, I can't believe you're asking me this.
My wife hates this about me because I am literally like, open up the door to anyone who comes in.
And you have children in the house.
Yeah, she should hate that.
I'm the worst. But I tell you what, I'm a nice human being, guys. I'm a good guy. That's what I am. I'll tell you why. There's people running down the street.
Yeah.
If this person is going to put on a fake badge and then be dripping in sweat. You can tell if someone's running a marathon. You don't just half run a marathon. You run a marathon. This person's dripping in sweat, out of breath. It has the look of like, oh my God, I have an emergency, an accident's about to happen. If they're going to do all of that, take my stuff. You're good. Like, here's your Oscar and all my TV. Like, no one is doing that.
Yes, they are.
Who?
The marathon thieves. Haven't you heard
I trust guys? Nobody. No one is allowed in the house.
No, I think you let them in,
that's
too.
That's crazy. That's rude. What if this person has an accident?
You can help this person possibly get their second wind and win the race. Now, how cool would that be that when they get their medal, They're like, I couldn't have done it without you.
That's the closest I'm ever going to be to running a marathon.
Yeah. Without you in this house, I never would have made it.
Right.
My ass is never running a marathon.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What would you do in this situation? Are you like the good folks of the Brett Magus Show, AB, Kevin, and myself? Or are you Miss Conspiracy Theory Hannah over here? 855-444-MEGA. If a marathon runner knocks on your door mid-race, you see people running by the neighborhood and say, please, 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 can I use your restroom? What do you do? 855-444-MEGA or 6342 to give us a call. What do you do when a stranger knocks at your house in a panic saying, let me in? That's kind of the question we're asking. And three out of the four of us said, come on in, stranger. We are the Brett Magus Show. We are commercial free. And the question everyone is asking is, if a marathon runner wearing their marathon badge mid-run knocks on the door in a panic, says, hey, can I use your restroom? What do you do? If there's any marathon runners out there, because none of us run unless there's danger. What do you do? Do you knock on people's houses? Is this something the marathon runners have to do?
I imagine you sometimes will run by gas stations or places like that because there's a lot of people. They're going to have to go to the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah. And so what do you do if you knock on someone's, house? Do you let that person in? 855-444-MEGA. Kayla, what would you do? I said I'd let this dude in. Come on in.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a big people person. I'd be like, hey, bro, come on in. Use my bathroom. Take some water. Here's some Gatorade. I even have apple juice. I'm a mom. I got all the snacks.
Wow.
Kayla's got snacks for this guy.
He's like an extra rest stop on the marathon.
That makes me scared. I love
it. No, Kayla gives me faith in humanity. Fueling this man up, like, or woman up, like Kevin said, these snacks and this apple juice that he's gotten from Mama Kayla all of a sudden is going to help him win the race.
We're going to win this together.
Thank you so much for the call, Kayla. I love that. Sonia, what do you do in this situation if a stranger knocks on the door, says, I'm in the middle of a marathon and got an emergency. Can I use your restroom?
Well, first of all, I live on a dead-end street, so I don't believe there's going to be a marathon.
He's taking
right.
a shortcut.
Sketchy.
Okay.
Back it. If I did live on a street where there could possibly be a marathon going on, I would, because I'm a camper, I would just get out my little porta potty camping unit, let them go in there, sit on the 5-gallon bucket.
That's crazy.
That's funny, though. You know, we do that, too, because my kids have it when they're like going out and they're learning to use a bathroom. I got one of those. You think I just busted out?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Stay out here, bro, and I'll get the little porta potty thing for you.
You can go, but not in here.
I would recommend that they go to my neighbor's or something.
Like, my neighbor's bathroom just got remodeled. Go to the next
door.
Quinn, what would you do if a marathon runner knocked on your door mid-race and said, hey, it's an emergency?
Yeah, I would absolutely let them in. I was talking to a doctor I work with this week about this. And, you know, we were talking about how there's heroes and bystanders, right? And how most of the world are bystanders. So most of the world mind their own business. They don't want to get involved. I'm one of those dumb, blind heroes. I'm going to get involved no matter the risk. I don't care if it's a marathon runner. I don't care if it's a person covered in blood screaming at my front door. I'm going to let them in. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to get them help. And it drives my husband crazy. He's like, mind your own freaking business.
My wife's like that. She's like way more just like stay in my own little bubble. And I'm like, how do I get involved? I like literally seek it out.
Well, we're heroes, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. We've got a superpower. And that superpower is we'll let you use our restroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like everyone has a superpower. Like people are like, oh, I'm the man of steel. I'm the man of bathrooms.
There you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.